It's the temple of the French word, the protector and policeman of the language of Molière.
Molière's over there, but he wasn't a member of the Academy.
This week, we head behind the scenes of the Académie Française.
It's unique in the world. It's also a historic emblem.
And dive into the origins of its existence.
From the beginning, the idea was to make the French language more beautiful, more efficient.
While asking how an institution from the 17th century can stay relevant today.
There's always the risk of being seen as an institution that doesn't have its place in the modern world. You have to work for it.
Let me explain the story of this palace, this building. So we're at the Académie Française, the French Academy. It's part of the French Institute. We're going to go under the dome.
Almost four centuries separate the Académie Française from these students, who begin their school trip underneath its famous dome.
What's special about this dome is the idea that it's oval inside and round on the outside. It's an architectural feat, and back then, you absolutely couldn't have a building taller than the Royal Palace. So the dome reaches 44 metres high. The Louvre, the Royal Palace at the time, let me reassure you, is 46 metres tall. So no problem with the king.
But France's guardians of the language had more humble beginnings.
The Academy started out with a small group in around 1620. It was around a dozen people who would read the texts they were writing and discuss them all. At one point, the Cardinal Richelieu, kind of like the Prime Minister of the time, sent them a message and said, "Come under our authority." He didn't like the idea that these people met up outside of his control. So in 1635, the Académie Française was born.
A way to centralize, monitor, and reinforce the language. Franco-Lebanese novelist and Goncourt Prize winner Amin Malouf heads up the never more than 40 académiciens, a group that includes writers, scientists, historians, and philosophers. Today, they're welcoming a new member into the fold, aptly surrounded by novels and historical documents.
We're in the library, and it's a bit special because it's usually a place of silence. Today, there's a bit less silence and a bit more effervescence.
The kickoff to a ceremony where each second is carefully curated. Always starting at 3 p.m. on the dot and culminating in a marathon hour-long speech.
La parole est à Monsieur Christian Jambet pour la lecture de son remerciement.
Mesdames, Messieurs de l'Académie.
And for the occasion, the famously handcrafted uniforms are adorned alongside personalised swords, with some exceptions.
For a woman, it's never been stipulated that it has to be a sword. So with that freedom in mind, I chose a fan. For centuries, women would communicate whilst using their fans, and they said a lot of things. The Académie Française is both a very traditional place, with rules, but inside it's also brimming with freedom and fantasy.
Just 3 years ago, Chantal Thomas became an immortal, the nickname given to members of the Academy.
Well, it's the language that's immortal, not us. Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately.
The literary expert and writer walks in the footsteps of Racine, Victor Hugo, and Marcel Pagnol. It took until 1981, though, for the first woman to join its ranks.
J'ai une admiration particulière.
I really admire Marguerite Yourcenar, as she wrote historical novels.
J'ai écrit des romans historiques.
The Memories of Hadrian is an inspiration for me. And also because this first election of a woman had a great deal of support.
Madame Yourcenar, 20 voix.
I thought that it was unfortunate that for many centuries women fantasized about the Academy without ever even dreaming of joining it. So it would have been a shame not to live that myself.
Women still remain in the minority with only 6 today. And yet entry criteria are almost non-existent. Candidates need to win over a majority of academicians in a vote behind closed doors. Any nationality welcome. The current crew include English, Peruvian and Haitian academicians.
I'm from a little town in Haiti, Petit Goave. Then I moved to the capital, Port-au-Prince. When I was a young man, I was a journalist for a newspaper against the dictatorship. So I had to go into exile and move to Montreal. I went to Montreal University for a month and studied sociology. It was a class where I could have a nap because I worked at night in a factory. The rest of the time I spent reading in a bathtub. And I became a member of the Académie Française in Montesquieu's seat.
A prolific novelist, Laferrière was the first Haitian and Quebecois to join the Academy, a clear nod to other francophone countries. He's part of the dozen strong commission who meet every Thursday morning to write the dictionary.
Neoliberal, plural neoliberal, 19th century to designate someone who supports neoliberalism.
Each word is defined, debated, and then committed to the text.
We really need to highlight the fact that the sense has been completely reversed.
And the Americans completely changed the structure in the space of less than a century.
And the word liberal in the US is more left-wing, while in Europe it's more right-wing.
Like in Canada.
The Academy's first dictionary dates back to 1692. They have just completed the 9th edition. Here, the immortals are working on the 10th, a painstaking process. The latest edition took decades to complete, fueling criticism over its usefulness and sometimes questionable definitions.
The Academy's current work on the dictionary doesn't make sense anymore. A 9th edition that needs to be urgently corrected. We learn that yellow can be used for a person or population.
Today, there are lots of words that are very sensitive, and there will be debates about them in society. When we look at the definition that was written 30 years ago by someone who had no ill intentions, we think, oh, I wouldn't have written it like that. I would have written it differently.
When people say, for example, the Academy has written an awful definition of so-and-so word, the word Negro, the word woman in the 8th and 9th editions, for example. But that was France's definition back then. Know that our definition in the 10th edition will also be obsolete one day because language evolves. With the times and the feelings of people at the time.
A long process and a collective work that makes it almost impossible to amend. To fight back, from now on, the Academy will add dates to definitions and make changes to its online version.
This year, we have planned to introduce a few hundred words that were missing or which needed their definitions to be modified.
But shaking off an outdated image is not the only battle on the Academy's hands.
Je compte sur vous, vraiment, il y a des gens qui travaillent, puis c'est un endroit, voilà, calme. C'est cool, t'es trop speed, t'es vraiment fun, tu vas customiser ta tenue ce soir, tu vas nous faire un speech ou t'auras bientôt des news.
The school group from earlier has left behind Racine and Montesquieu to discuss the more recent epidemic of English within the language.
Alors, je vous écoute. Au lieu de dire c'est cool, vous me diriez quoi?
C'est sympa.
C'est sympa. C'est bien. D'accord.
Speed.
Rapide.
Rapide.
Fun.
Pourquoi c'est important de ne pas se mettre à parler anglais?
Si on utilise trop l'anglais, au bout d'un moment donné, on va un peu oublier les mots de français de base qui étaient là avant l'anglais.
La langue, elle est faite de...
Languages are made by the people using them. So it's a question of balance. You need to keep the richness of the language.
Pas tellement de la conserver...
Not keep it intact like a fortress, but open it up to all the different possibilities. Make sure that the treasures, the richness, the nuances of the language are still being used.
Continue de fonctionner et de circuler.
Other than speaking out and organizing workshops, there is little the Academy can do. Perhaps a symptom of a deeper issue for the institution faced with a globalized world. But what does that mean for its future, and what role should it play?
The Academy has an importance that comes from the fact that it's an institution with a certain level of distance from the frenetic news of today, a sort of tranquility. I think the world today needs some tranquility.
Je pense que le monde aujourd'hui a besoin de sérénité.
One thing is for sure. With literary giants at its helm in the past and the present, the Académie Française remains a monument to the French language.